My name is Preston Blakely. I'm currently serving as a council member in the town of Fletcher, and I'm also mayor-elect to be sworn in next month.
Growing up, was politics something you wanted to get into? You obviously got into it very, very early on in your professional career. So was it something you wanted to get into? I guess what made you want to get into it so quickly?
Yeah, not particularly something I for sure wanted to get into. I guess it's interesting that you're asking about my family as well. My grandmother's very well known. Her name's Orlene Simmons, and she's been very involved in civil rights and West North Carolina. I'm super grateful for her efforts, and I think she's made a lasting impact in our region and in North Carolina. But nevertheless, the answer is no. It's not something I always wanted to get into, although I went to UNC Greensboro and got my Bachelor's of Arts in Political Science and African American and African Diaspora Studies. You know, I knew for a long time that I wanted to help people in some kind of way. And I did think government was a good way to do that, but I was more interested in being, in an administrative role. So when I graduated from UNCG in 2017, I went to Western and got my Master of Public Affairs, which for listeners that don't know, it's a degree for folks that want to go into the administrative side of government. So like a county manager or a town manager. And those are the folks that are implementing the policies that the decision makers or city councils create. And they do have a lot of influence. And it's an important job because those are the folk that really make our local government go around. And I can't thank our town of Fletcher staff enough. I mean, everybody in the town of Fletcher staff is amazing. And those are the ones that make the town go around. I mean, those are the guys that are making sure your trash gets picked up and policies that we create are implemented. And, you know, that's the role I thought I wanted to go in, but you know, I really started thinking about how direct these decisions are. And when I was in my Master of Public Affairs program, I realized how tangible local government is. You know, these are decisions that are day to day that people can feel. And you know, people look at the federal government and the state government, and they do make these big and glamorous and important decisions. I definitely don't want to minimize it, but you know, here at local government, I think these are decisions that people really feel. I mean, these are keeping your parks clean. These are your property tax rates. So I think that's important. And that's why I wanted to get involved here at the local government.
Yeah, talk more about the importance of local government. And again, you mentioned federal government, state government, so much news coverage, so much attention gets really focused on those. And there's a lot of gridlock in both of them right now. So as you've had 2 years as a counselor, you'll become mayor here shortly. What can you say about the importance of local government and the need or how local government is impacted by gridlock above it, but how local government really can't have gridlock?
No, we really don't have a whole lot of gridlock. I think more times, I think more often than not, my experience has been in my 2 years as a council member is that we do agree on decisions a lot. And, it's not a partisan thing. I would argue it's not a partisan thing at local government because, like I said, I mean, it is your parts. It is your trash. You know, there's no liberal or conservative or Republican or Democrat way to make sure the trash gets picked up and make sure those funds are allocated well so that we can make sure your trash is picked up, so that we're allocating funds for a new garbage truck and make sure we have our police car rotation. I mean, these are things that matter to people. They want to make sure it's done correctly. And we want to make sure that the best decision makers are here at local government because these are such tangible decisions.
Tell us about the town of Fletcher and what about it made you want to become mayor of the town of Fletcher?
Yeah, so I've lived in Fletcher for as long as I can remember. I mean, I would have had to move to Fletcher when I was 4 or 5 years old. And my folks still live in Fletcher in that same house that I grew up in. And you know, I went off to school and I came back home to Fletcher and I lived at home for the duration of grad school. Well, I guess I lived with my brother. But nevertheless, you know, Fletcher's always had a special place in my heart. And although I was an out-of-county student, I still went to Astor High, even though I lived in Fletcher my entire life. I care a lot about the community. I want to make a difference here in the community. And, you know, when Mayor Rod Whiteside decided that he didn't want to run for re-election, you know, I took a lot of time to think about it. And, you know, I want to continue to serve our residents and the citizenry here in Fletcher. And I think I can do a good job. And I think I have the capabilities to serve well. And I just want to say while we have Mayor Whiteside brought up, you know, I want to give him a lot of gratitude and a lot of thanks because I think he opened up a door for me and other candidates to be able to run in the town of Fletcher. You know, we had a longtime mayor, Bill Moore, who was wonderful. And I don't think we've had a bad elected official in the town of Fletcher. I will never speak ill will of anybody, any candidate, any elected official in the town of Fletcher. I think we all tried to do our best job. But, you know, Rod, I think, really broke that glass ceiling. He went out there and he ran a grassroots campaign. And, you know, I saw that he did that. And I tried to do the same thing. I knocked on hundreds of doors, talked to thousands of residents. And I think that really matters to people. And this year, every seat that was up for election was contested. And that's something that's never happened in the town of Fletcher. And we had record turnout in the town of Fletcher in our elections. So, you know, I want to give him the most gratitude I can, because I think he's opened up that door for more candidates to be able to have the confidence to run here in Fletcher.
As you take office, what's your favorite thing about Fletcher? Something you would maybe want to tell people who don't live there, or in the people who do live there? What's maybe sticks out to you as maybe your favorite thing there, or something you really like to talk up?
Oh, that's an easy one. Our park, Bill Moore Community Park, is a gem. I think it's one of the better parks here in Western North Carolina. At the height of the pandemic, people wanted to get out of the house, and I will look over. I drive on Howard Gap Road every day to go home and to go to work. And I look over at the park, and even today I look over at the park, and it's such a well-used park. It's wonderful. We have greenways. We have a dog park. We have a steelcase shelter. I mean, the playground, three baseball fields, I believe. You know, it's such a community asset. People from all over come and utilize that park, and it's probably the best service that we offer. And I'm super grateful for our Parks and Rec staff for maintaining that. And I'm super grateful for my predecessors for making sure that park's here for our public.
What's the biggest issue, challenge you see facing the town of Fletcher, and how might you go about dealing with that as mayor?
Yeah, so a lot of people are interested in growth. And even if that growth isn't directly here in Fletcher, but I think it is, I think we're experiencing a lot of growth here in Fletcher. But there's also growth surrounding Fletcher, and I want to make sure that we're collaborating with other local governments. I want to make sure that we're planning appropriately and doing the things that we need to do, because I think a lot of people want to make sure that we're maintaining our hometown quality, but also preparing for the growth. And I think growth is okay. I think growth is good, because if we're not growing, then we're dying or we're stagnated. We want to make sure we're a thriving community and that we can continue to provide the services that we provide here in the town of Fletcher.
We're in new stages of the COVID-19 pandemic throughout our region and the state and the country. So what role do you see local government having, particularly the town of Fletcher's government having, in dealing with whatever stage we're in now of the COVID-19 pandemic?
I want to continue that we're following all guidelines that come down from experts of the federal government or the state government. You know, here in the town of Fletcher, you know, we don't have a health department like our counties do. So we're going to follow all guidance coming from our county, coming from the state, coming from the federal government. And I think that's important to do. So I'm going to continue to do that.
Final two questions. During your campaign, what sorts of takeaways? You said you knocked on lots of doors. You talked to lots of people. Some other very ugly incidents that happened to you during the campaign as well, including a flyer. So once the campaign is done, now you're about to take office. What are you taking with you from the campaign as you become mayor?
I'm taking with me every single person that I talk to. I have a note on my phone with different issues. I've talked to with people, a lot of people concerned with the roads, make sure we're maintaining those, concerned with our parks, concerned with policing. I mean, I'll take everything that people say to consideration. I take it to heart, and I'll take it with me to office, because I'm here to serve the people. So, you know, when I say that, I take that very seriously. And I do have lots of notes about all the people I've talked to. You know, the first question I asked most residents when I came to the door is, what keeps you here in Fletcher? What's important to you? And a lot of people are happy here, which I'm great. But, you know, a lot of people want to make sure that we're taking care of the town and making the correct decisions, which I really strive to do.
And lastly, you went through your graduate program at Western Carolina University. A lot of our listeners know Dr. Chris Cooper as the political analyst. So we would like to talk to you. What is Dr. Chris Cooper like as a professor?
Oh, man. I hope he's listening to this, because he's one of my favorite professors that I've ever had, one of my favorite educators. Chris Cooper is an incredibly intelligent man. I had him for my research methods class, which is a class that a lot of people do not like, because, I mean, it's statistics, it's numbers, and it can be a tough course. He makes it very easy. I think I still continue to have a good relationship with Dr. Cooper. I see him tweet sometimes, and I'll tweet back to him. He tweeted about my victory, and I'm like, hey, you should do some statistics on it and put me on the axis, put me on the X or Y axis. But, you know, he's an incredibly kind guy, very down to earth. And I really appreciate his class. I like to tell people all the time I had his class. When I see him on TV, I'm like, yeah, you know, he taught me. He's a cool guy. He's like a local celebrity here in West North Carolina, but he's awesome. Dr. Cooper, if you're listening, I appreciate you. Thank you for your guidance, and go Catamounts and go Spartans too.
Well, cool. That's all my questions. Anything else you'd like to talk about? Anything else you'd like to, you know, just talk about the town of Fletcher, or just, you know, the current political environment in Henderson County, Western North Carolina, things you would like to talk to people about?
You know, I think the number one thing is I want to thank everybody that came out to vote, whether they voted for me or not. I really strive to serve everybody, and I will serve everybody. I don't think it matters whether you voted for me or not, but I want to continue to serve the people of Fletcher well, and I thank the town of Fletcher for putting their confidence in me. It's much appreciated.